What a beautiful song. That's a good one to start with tonight. Oh, the Love That Sought Me. It's number 457. That's the year and month I was born, 457.
Praise God.
So while the
can all sing that tonight with all our hearts. That's why we're together. It's all because of what Jesus has done. You wouldn't be here today, nor would I, if it wasn't for the precious blood of Jesus, the love that sought us, the blood that bought us, and the grace that brought us to the fold. Praise God. So we're all united in that respect, aren't we? It's all because of Jesus. Praise God. It's so nice to be with you. We look forward to coming to camp. And we had quite a challenge to get here. Not just today. Yesterday it started already. I had plans for that day when I woke up and exactly how I was going to spend it, getting ready for camp. And then our dryer decided to stop heating. And Lily had a ton of laundry that she wanted to wash and pack. So we called the repairman, and I was so glad that it was just a fuse. But then he told me, now don't use the dryer until you clean out the pipes. And those pipes ran through the bathroom ceiling out the house. And I don't like to have to squeeze behind that dryer. It was easier for me years ago, but somehow that space has gotten smaller. And it's hard to bend back there. And the Lord knows, I've told him, that's one of the worst jobs. But he helped me, and we got that done. And then I climbed up on a ladder, and I got into the ceiling. And, you know, I found out those drop ceilings are not very strong. And so I leaned on the shower curtain, and that bent, and then the drop ceiling came down on my head. That's why they call it a drop ceiling, I guess. Right? So I thought, well, that's great. I just needed to fix the ceiling on top of everything. So I did, and the Lord helped me there too. And a number of other things happened. The pool in the back, for some reason, the filter started leaking. This was a good time to do that. And so I had to figure out how to fix that. And so I worked on that a little bit. Oh, the fridge stopped working too. It was like, wow. Lily said, I know the Lord has great things for us this week, because it was so hard to get up here. And then Brother Paul, when we spoke to him on the phone, we were traveling up, and he said, I heard the traffic is horrendous. And we said, oh, it hasn't been so bad so far. And then as soon as we hung up, we found the horrendous traffic on the Northway. And that was okay, because we knew that meeting started at 8 o'clock, and we'd get here by then. And so I'm so happy to be here. You can't imagine. And I look over this. I just bought new glasses. I had to actually peel the stickers off before meeting so I could see more clearly. It's so nice to see so many of you. I didn't know exactly who would be up here when I first came. I knew the Weavers were here. They're fluent in Chinese now, I understand, and they're going to stay on for a little while. And I look over the congregation, and oh, how nice to see that one. And then there are some that I kind of recognize, but I don't know all that well. And so this week we'll have to get to know each other a little bit better. Nice to see Christina and her mom and the children. Oh, I can go down the list, Mary. Praise God. You know, there's something wonderful about being together in God's presence. We enjoy Him, and we enjoy Him in one another. And that's what makes Pilgrim Camp so special. It's the fellowship with Jesus, and then the fellowship with one another. Praise God. So, again, I feel privileged to be here. I'm looking forward to the Lord meeting us. I'm not Brother Keith. Don't expect me to be Brother Keith. You know, when I sat in the seat, I already felt like I'm funny. Just sitting in Brother Keith's seat makes you feel like you're funny. But I'm not funny like Brother Keith. But, you know, he has a real gift, because he can be funny, but it's in a way that, you know, he can turn it right around and get your eyes on the Lord, and it just makes his ministry enjoyable. Right, Amy? Yes. Praise God. But we'll be ourselves, and we'll trust that Jesus will be himself. I know he will, and he won't disappoint us. Praise God. So let's pray together. We have some of our own children down in the cottage and in the village from our church, and you have from your church as well. And so we have a particular interest that the Lord will meet them. But all the children are precious to the Lord, and so let's pray for them tonight. Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for bringing us to camp safely. And Lord, we believe that you've been preparing our hearts for this time that we'll be ministering this week. Lord, we just want you to have your way. Lord, more than ever, more than last year, Lord, give us the joy of letting us step back and see that God is moving, that God is speaking, that God is working. Lord, that's what we want. Help us to get out of your way and somehow let Jesus, give us faith that Jesus will come forth, that he will accomplish all that he desires to in these days that are before us. We pray that you're blessed down in the cottage and in the village tonight. We pray for each one of those precious children that you will meet them. Lord, you know how to meet children. You know how to cause them to experience your love and your grace and your touch, Lord. And you know what these children face in their lives, even at a young age. You know every home that is represented there. You know every problem. You know every joy. And Lord, we pray that the purpose for which you brought each child here and each young person here, that will be accomplished, Lord. That day by day, your work will go forward in every one of their lives. That each one will leave this place knowing that they've met the Lord, that they've been changed, that Jesus lives in their hearts and is really living in their hearts. Lord, we just plead your precious blood over each one. Keep your hand over this camp, Lord. Thank you for all that you've been doing, and we're trusting you to continue your protection, your care, your loving kindness. Oh, Lord, let your presence just hover over this place. Thank you for watching over us during the time of storm. Lord, we are so good to us, and we want to praise you tonight. And so, Lord, sweep over this place, we pray. And be glorified, we ask it. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Praise God. Now, I never like to sing this song without singing the last verse, which says, I'm sitting in his presence, the sunshine of his face, while with adoring wonder his blessings I retrace. Isn't that what we do when we sit in the presence of God? We think about his blessings and where he's brought us from. And then it says, it seems as if eternal days are far too short to sound his praise. Oh, the love that sought me. Let's sing that as well, if you know it.
I'm sitting in
short time, not usually as long as the other days of the week, but some people have questioned, are we going to have a table worship or will we be here? Let's also sing The Mercies of God. It's in our white book. And then let's be free together in his presence. Let God use you if you have a testimony or prayer, song. Just follow the suggestions of the Holy Spirit. And of course, realize that you're not the only one in the meeting. There'll be others that God wants to use, so keep that in mind. Praise God, and let's give the Lord the honor that he deserves. Okay?
35.
Thank you. Number 35 in the white book.
is the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, praise the Lord. To God be the glory, bring things he has.
Same key, four flats.
Yeah.
I can't clap my hands when I play the guitar, so I need someone to clap them for me. Not my hands, your hands. I heard somebody attempting that, and it sounded real good. You know, that's a way of praising God if you do it with that attitude. It's nice to clap to the music, but God deserves something more than that. We give Him praise when we clap to the music, and we think about the words, and we sing them with all our hearts. So don't be afraid to do that. In Canarsie, there are a few people that play tambourines, and some even stay on beat. Not always, all of them. But, you know, there's something nice about, you know, just that liberty. People are happy in the presence of God. Sometimes we want to clap. Sometimes we want to smile. But we always want to rejoice in the Lord, right? So let's do that, okay? And feel free to clap your hands if you like to. It's not a rule nor a command, unless the Lord prompts you, then He'll do something for you as you yield yourself to Him. Okay, let's sing verse 2.
Oh,
Hallelujah. Oh, precious Lord, we worship.
Oh, I love you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Praise the Lord.
Mary has a right to say what she does because God is dealing with her, and she knows how God is drawing her and how God is speaking to her and bringing things back to her remembrance that are precious to her. And her experience is very real and very valid, And we all have our own experience with God, don't we? You know, I'm not like my brother and I'm not like my sisters. I have two sisters and an older brother. We all have to have our own walk with God. I can't imitate my brother. He can't imitate me. I can't try to find God the way my sister did. God has his own call over each one of our lives. And we have to find our way. And the Lord knows how to lead the way and how to reach each one of us. And some come a harder way. Some seem to fall into it more easily. But, you know, the Lord loves every one of us. And he knows exactly all that we've been through and the way we think and what we need to hear from him and experience. And he makes it so personal. That's why we call him my Savior. It's so personal. He's not your Savior who saved me, but he's my Savior too. Praise God. We can all know him that way. And so I'm glad for what Mary said. I remember years ago when I was here at camp, I was under the ministry of Brother Gardner. And he had a real gift of laying hands on people. God would lead him to come and maybe pray for you. And he'd put his hands on your head. He'd stand behind your chair. And he would look to the Lord. And more than once, I felt him pull me up. There's something to that, you know. You know, when you slump, it's sort of this attitude like, you know, I can take it or leave it, you know. But when you sit at attention, it's like, Lord, I'm ready and open to hear from you and to receive from you. And he felt that was very important. And he told us as ministers, we shouldn't just sit there and, you know, with our legs folded and, you know, but we should sit up and, you know, be, you know, yield ourselves to God, yield our bodies to God. And that was, sounds like something that, so simple, who would even talk about how you sit in church? Other than maybe Mary and Brother Gardner, but these are things the Holy Spirit has taught us, and he knows the importance of these things. And some people say, "Well, I don't believe that." Well, you don't have to, and you won't benefit by it. But if you say, "Maybe there's something to that. Maybe I will, instead of dozing off to sleep and meeting, I'll stir myself a little bit and be more attentive and change my posture." That, I'm sure, would be good. Praise God. And so now I'm about ready to speak from the Bible, and I'm realizing you've been sitting for the last, hour almost, 45 minutes? So let's change our posture, and let's sing another song before we look into the Word of God. Praise God. So let's stand together. Praise God. And let's sing. Number 455, Redeemed, How I Love to Proclaim It. Praise God. By his precious blood. Thank you. you. I remember Mary being in my Sunday school class. This was a long time ago. And my wife was about to give birth, and this was the day before cell phones. Very few people had cell phones, if anybody. But we had beepers. Remember beepers? And so I got hold of a beeper, and I announced to my class that, you know, Lily's due any minute now, and she's going to beep me when it's time to go to the hospital. And I had prearranged with Lily to beep me at, like, 3:45 or something in the afternoon, right in the middle of class. And suddenly that beeper went off, and I said, oh, boy, I got to go, guys. And they got all excited, and I stepped outside, and then I came back in and laughed. And Mary said, Brother Kelly, that was mean. She was upset with me. And she was probably right. It was mean. I didn't mean it that way. But she really reacted. Wow. And then, of course, our young people enjoyed when Natalie came into the world and Mary was right there to love her and get excited about her. But I never forget that. Coming back in, I pulled a prank and she called me on it. Praise God. Well, that's Mary. She tells it like it is, right? Okay.